Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the annual organizational meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, a changes in the meeting agenda. There are a number. We have replacement pages. Item O, the appointment of general counsel. That should read for 2018 to 2021. Item P, that should read appointment of labor counsel 2018 to 2021. Item Z, statement of assurances and disclosure of interest by Board of Education members. Item AA, designation of board member liaison and standing committee positions for 2018-19. Item UUU1, instructional personnel schedules A6, A10, A12, and A15. And item UUU2, non-instructional personnel cover page schedules B7 and B19. Okay, turning to 4, administration of oath. First, we have A, we have the administration of oath of office to the newly elected board members. And I guess that's Ms. Blavinka and myself. We'll do ladies first. B is before C anyhow. So that's right. I do. Okay, thank you very much. B is nomination and election of president of the Board of Education and the administration of oath to the office of president. Any nominations for president of the Board of Education?
I nominate Bill Connors as president.
Is there a second? Deanna? Anyone else? All in favor? Opposed? I abstain. Take the high road. Thank you very much. Nomination election of vice president for the Board of Education.
Excuse me?
Didn't
she have to take
the oath? Oh, yes, 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 of course.
Let's keep this legal.
We got to keep it legal. You're right.
We got to keep mine, I think.
That's it.
That's what vice president needs to do.
Second.
Third. Okay. Any other nominations? All in favor? Opposed? One abstention. One abstention. Nomination and election of district. Oh, you got to swear her in. Okay.
Come on.
Okay, D, the nomination and election of district clerk pro tem for 2018-19. May I have nominations?
Dick Inger has ably demonstrated her fitness, and I would like to nominate.
Second. Second, Dr. Kerman. All in favor? Opposed? You abstain. Okay. So humble. Turning to five, appointment of offices, the appointment of district clerk with Kathy Samponia as a district clerk for the 2018-19 school year. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Now it's my turn. Okay, turning to F, the appointment of district treasurer for 2018-19, Mr. Carlson.
Mr. President, can we just move all these together?
We're going to be doing them separately. These have to be done separately.
The recommendation for treasurer is Kerry Riley. She took over the duties when our previous treasurer resigned a couple of months ago and is doing an excellent job so far. So moved.
Okay. Second. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, the appointment of the deputy district treasurer for 2018-19.
We appoint a deputy district treasurer, and it's the secretary to the superintendent of schools to sign checks for the treasurer.
May I have a motion on that, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the appointment of district claims auditor for 2018-19.
The recommendation is to reappoint Serenia and Associates. They've been our claims auditor for the past 3 years and are doing a nice job.
Very good. May I have a motion on that, please?
After a certain number of years, are we required to change?
Not on claims order.
Okay.
In fact, we never required to change. Firm would have to we'd do a request for proposals after 5 years on the independent order, but not on claims order. But we can at any time. So we're never required.
Okay. And second, Dr. Kerman, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And I is the appointment of the DASA coordinator for 2018-19. Kevin?
The proposal is for Mrs. Kathy Taldone to be appointed as the DASA coordinator for the 2018-19 school year.
I have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Regalia, second. Mr. Kornreich, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Now, with the board's permission, turning to item six, other appointments, I'd like to do a consent agenda for items J through Y. J through Y. Dr. Kerman, I didn't think there'd be any objection. Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Kornreich, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item seven, items for board discussion. Are there any items we'd like to? Yes, Dr. Kerman.
I'd like to hear a report at our next meeting about homework. It's been in the newspapers. It's a current topic, and I'd like to hear our side of the issue.
Talking about Long Beach.
Talking about Long Beach. I'm talking about there are other areas now that are doing the same thing.
I thought that was the only one.
Oh, no. There are other areas that are doing it now.
Yes, I would like to address that. Actually, we have been talking about that for the last couple of weeks, and one of the things that we plan to do is we had a homework committee at one point. We are looking to resurrect that committee in September, and we'll also have parent focus groups. We will relook at our policy, and I think it might be appropriate at that time, after we've done that, to present a report to the board, because I wouldn't want to preempt the opportunity to meet with our staff and to work with some of the parent focus groups.
Okay, Dr. Kerman?
Yeah, I just would like
good.
To know.
Good. It's a very legitimate issue. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe are you interested more in, Jeff, to get a sense of where we are right now before? Is that what you're trying to
do? We have a policy right now that addresses that, so I think it would be worth revisiting that and discussing it and seeing what some of the new research is on homework. Yeah.
We would do that rather.
Okay. We will do that as expeditiously as we can, so that we can get information to the board, and we'll put that on a board agenda for a presentation.
Anyone else? Turning to item eight, designations and authorizations. Z is the statement of assurances and disclosure of interest by Board of Education members. I have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to AA. Designation of board member liaison and standing subcommittee positions for 2018-19. Well, let's go with what they are first. At Arrowhead, it would be Mrs. Regalia. Minnesaki would be myself. Mrs. Germano would be at Mount and Nassaukeag. Mr. Kornreich would be at Setauket. Mrs. Gish at Gelinas. Ms. Bavinka at Murphy. Dr. Kerman at Ward Melville. Mrs. Gish and I will rotate the PTA council this year, since we are retired and not working, and we're able to make day meetings. And the SEPTA meetings, the board members will attend the SEPTA meetings on a rotational basis. Insofar as the subcommittees are concerned, they will remain the same. The audit committee will be myself, Dr. Kerman, and Mr. Kornreich. Facilities will be myself, Dr. Kerman, Ms. Regalia. Policy will be Ms. Bavinka, Mrs. Germano, and Mrs. Gish. Okay? The motion on that, please. So, okay. Mrs. Gish and then Mr. Kornreich. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to items BB through LL, I'd like to also make these consent agenda. May I have a motion on that, please?
So
Mrs. Germano, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passed. passes. Turn to item double M, the acceptance of policies. Jeff, maybe you can go over that with us a little bit, the
sure.
Investments, purchasing, and purchasing authority. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Babinka, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to double N, the renewal of the Omni 403B services agreement. Jeff?
This is the company that administers our tax-deferred annuity plan. No change in the terms.
May I have a motion on that, please?
So
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor. Opposed, abstention, motion passes. Item 00, job titles requiring use of a district cell phone.
No change on this.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Mr. Kornreich, second. Dr. Kerman, all in favor. Opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to item 9, minutes PP, the minutes of June 6th and June 20th, 2018. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish. Second, Mr. Kornreich, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to 10, with the board's permission, I'd like to make items QQ through SS. QQ through
SSS.
SSS. I'm sorry. QQ through SSS consent agenda. Okay. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning now, excuse me just one second.
Mr. Connors, in there.
Yes, the donations.
One donation, it was a check for $50 to the Jody F. Memorial Scholarship Fund from Mrs. Linda Field.
Okay, thank you. Turning to triple T, the approval of a memorandum of agreement between the Three Village School District and the Three Village School Administrators Association for removal and creation of titles. May I have a motion to that? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Babinka, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to item triple U, personnel matters. Instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Dr. Dabrowski?
Thank you, Mr. Connors. As you can see, we've been very busy these past few weeks, filling many, many positions. I'm thrilled to announce that we have we're very fortunate to have many great internal candidates. One of them I would like to congratulate and recognize as our new assistant principal at Ward Melville High School. I'd like to recognize Joanna Catalino. Joanna, congratulations. I think that means it's time for the flowers. I'm not sure, but...
Oh.
There you go. Right on cue.
On
very
cue,
nice.
On
very
cue.
Nice. Absolutely. As you know, we also had. What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think we have that even. We're also very fortunate to have some vacancies in many different departments. We've had the most vacancies these past few weeks in special education, though. We've had several. Dawn Mason has done an outstanding job bringing candidates in. Dawn, we had about 16 rounds, I think, at one point when we were calling people in about 50 per day. So I'm thrilled to congratulate and introduce two members who are here this evening as they join the Three Village staff in special education. First, Patricia Lewis. Patricia, if you can stand. Congratulations. And Teresa Viviano, please stand. Congratulations again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Turning to personnel matters, non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano, All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
Mr. Connors, there's nothing unusual here, though I would like to mention we are losing a few people due to retirement. First, Teresa Bernstein. Today was her last day in the Office of Educational Services. She's been here 19 years and 10 months. That is a tremendous loss to Kevin. Maureen Gresh, who is a special education aide, has been here 12 years and 7 months. And a tremendous loss to our M&O department, George Hoffman. He's been here 35 years and 9 months.
Very good.
And we bid them all farewell.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Turning to item VVV, recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Bovinka, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to triple W, recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Bovinka. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 11, informational items of interest. Are there any items that we'd like to bring to our colleagues' attention this evening?
What's the difference on this page? What's the difference between dropout and non-grad?
Which page are you
on this? This was the end of the year.
Graduate, for the graduates.
Yeah. Non-graduates.
There isn't really a significant difference, but the students who dropped out were students who were not further pursuing their education at this time, and the non-grads are students who did not meet the graduation requirements. So they've been separated that way, but in essence, both the dropouts and non-grads are separate because the dropouts are students who are not looking to pursue, although we try to bring them back at some time.
Mm-hmm. Remember, up to age 21, we still have to educate them. So they could receive the degrees by August or by fifth year or sixth year.
Okay. Good. Anyone else? We have public participation at this point, up to 30 minutes. We ask that each individual limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish. Good evening, everyone.